Blog Talk Radio.
During the pandemic, my lifestyle drastically changed. My income came to a screeching halt. You have to understand, I'm a hustler. I'm a legit entrepreneur. I sell things. I come in contact with people all the time. I have to stay safe. I didn't have a choice but to trust the vaccine. And if you live the type of lifestyle that I live, you out here in these streets and you hustling, an entrepreneur like me, why not do it safely? So I want everybody to take this seriously. Take a shot at staying healthy. Get the vaccine.
Tune in to the show, The Right View, every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health, your love, your marriage, maybe your diet or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers, and we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about, and you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad, okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
You're a dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
You're my feeling, dum-dum.
Tune in for the Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne Show, Sundays, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Pacific Time, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern, to discuss current events, news, and political opinion with Lucid Libertarian flair. I promote liberty, freedom, our Constitution, Bill of Rights, and limited government, while speaking against corporate and government corruption, government overreach, tyranny, and the globalist Great Reset agenda that undermines our precious American sovereignty. Please check out my Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne page on Facebook, and as always, like and follow it. Thank you, and I hope listening to my show becomes part of your Sunday night routine.
Okay, one more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
A little help.
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
Hi. I am Broccoli Man. I want to tell you about the upcoming food shortage. We are going to have a worldwide depression thanks to COVID lockdowns. You need to have a food supply. Don't wait in a food line and get a microchip. You need to grow your own. The easiest and best way is with Ground with a Garden. Ground with a Garden. Grow your own hydroponic garden indoors or outside in a vertical container garden. You all know me. I am serious about my broccoli and non-GMO food. I spend long days fighting globalist crime rings. This gardening solution is easy and does not take a lot of time. Trust me, you will be thankful you did it. That is groundwithagarden.com. Go there today. Protect your family and lessen the effects of the global food shortage. Groundwithagarden.com. Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wireizer. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scan. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Welcome to the Proof Negative Radio Show, right here on FreedomizerRadio.com. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
All right. Hello again, everyone. Welcome back to another great night here on Freedomizer Radio. Of course, I'm your host, Proof Negative, the big kahuna here on Freedomizer Radio. And I want to thank everybody so much for joining us tonight. Today is Tuesday, so we have Dahl joining us here as normal. And, well, we have one guest today. We have Carol Fuhrman from ZeroToxBox.com joining us today. And if you want to be a part of the show, the number here is 319-527-6208. And just press lucky number one on your phone, and I will take your call. So let's go ahead and bring Dahl in here. Welcome in, Dahl.
Hello, hello. Good evening.
So so what's the latest with you? I know that you, well, I know you've been going back and forth between Washington and Alaska.
Yeah, it's been busy here, very busy here. Yeah, sorry I missed everybody last Tuesday night. I know you don't tune
That's
in to hear me, but yeah, I really missed all of you guys.
I'm sure you work hard to bring a devout following in here, and I'm sure there are people that are glad to hear Dahl when Proof isn't on.
Yeah, well, my goodness, before I left last time, I got a cover for you on your Thursday night show and just had a really good time. We had some great callers, and it's just always a privilege to fill in for you and to be here on Tuesday night. So I'm just glad to be back home here on the radio.
It doesn't happen that often, though. It doesn't happen often.
No, it doesn't. But anytime, you know, I've got your back. I've got your listeners back. But yeah, no, it's been crazy. I lost my father this last week, and that was a challenging thing. It's a challenging anytime one of us loses a parent. You know, but he suffered from dementia and Alzheimer's, Proof, and it was just horrific to watch him fade away. So. I believe in God, and I believe in blessings, and I believe that, you know, he's in a much better place, and that has to bring me comfort. It's still sad, but it's got to bring me comfort. It's got to get me through. So right now, just focusing on making sure my mom has everything she needs, and he took good care of her for over 50 years. So now it's my it's kind of my sister and I's hand to make sure she's taken care of, and it's a privilege to do that. Like I said, it's just so nice to be here tonight and back kind of into the regular thing. Super excited to have our guest Carol on tonight. We've just got some really great things happening here at Freedomizer Radio. The whole platform has just been slowly growing this last year, and lots of new shows. And I'm finally settled in Alaska, and just kind of looking forward to some downtime this winter to bring you folks some more content, you know, not only on this show, but on the entire platform. So, yeah.
So,
kind of turning my grief into some productivity.
So this weekend we're going to see Critic in St. George.
I know, and I'm going to miss that. I was really looking forward to coming to Las Vegas. I was looking at some really cool Airbnb situations and
There might be something good happening. I heard from two different people today that said that our Governor Shitzak, is looking to end the scam mandates before Veterans Day.
Oh, what a blessing.
So that would be nice if you come while we have some break in the action of globalism here.
Yeah.
Might be your last time to get down here for a while. Go ahead.
It might be, unless I fly private, and that's kind of expensive. So, yeah, it's getting harder and harder to get around and to do things if you don't have that scamdemic, you know, mark of the beast in your wallet or your phone.
Well,
and
that's
it's just gotten.
They're not going to make it easy
ridiculous.
For you.
No, they're not. No, they're not. I was a little nervous coming at. All right, so I had mixed feelings about this. This last week when I was trying to get back home, I'm watching what's happening with Southwest and everything,
yeah.
And just cheering these pilots along, you know, and I'm like, woohoo, yeah, you go. They're Texas-based, you know, they wear big hats. They're not all hat and no cattle down there. They've got the cattle to back those hats. And I'm just so happy to see them stand up for themselves. And I was secretly hoping that Alaska Airlines would follow suit and stand up for their freedoms, but I see that they're not going to do that, unfortunately. That window is left.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything about
them. Yeah,
I
haven't either.
Or did they announce one, or they're just being quiet?
I think that I want to say that they are a Washington-based company, so they would fall underneath Jay Inslee's tyrannical mandate. Which,
okay.
Yeah. All right. So I got to actually see some of that in action, the effects of these mandates while I was down there. In that short period of time I was down there, I saw ferries being completely just filled up, first come, first serve. Half of the ferry fleet is out in Western Washington. The ferries do a lot of transportation for the Puget Sound area. There's people that live on islands out there that depend on it. So my mom, I say, hey, Mom, the garbage can hasn't been picked up. Well, she says, oh, I got a call from the garbage people, and they're not picking up until further notice. So she's been told that she has no garbage service until further notice. Hundreds of state troopers and PD have left various counties. So we're just seeing this rolling effect of these mandates and how they affect the general public. And before I left, yesterday was the deadline for all the public employee, you know, people in Washington State to adhere to Jay Inslee's mandate date. And when I left, they were talking about canceling school, public school, saying that there was not enough food to feed the kids because of supply shortages. So what are you going to send? You know, that doesn't just happen at school. It happens at home, too. There's, you know, supply shortages when mom and dad can't go to work and, you know, there's no food in the house. And also the school bus services had been canceled to most districts. So this is going to have a rolling, not only a social, impact on people's lives, but a huge economical, it's just going to be really bad. And we're seeing, you know, I spent hours and hours at the hospital at my dad's bedside, and they didn't even bother to pull him out of the ER proof. He was in the ER in a room, in the emergency room, for days on end. They moved him to just, you know, keeping him comfortable care. It was not mayhem. There was no shortages. I would walk down the hall to use the restroom, and I walked past empty room after empty room after empty room. Doctors and nurses, you know, doing visiting and stuff. Not that they were dereliction of their duty by all means at all. Everybody was well taken care of. They just had no patients. And this is a huge brand new hospital in Bremerton, Washington, where you have a huge, you know, population of people. And this place is just quiet. Nothing happening. Nobody pulling up in the ambulance bay or anything else. The only thing I did hear chatter-wise was people saying how sorry they were that they wouldn't be working there next week. And that was pretty much the tone that I heard from these caregivers while I spent these hours at my dad's bedside. It's so misleading what's going on. And you take places like Alaska, for example, where nationwide there's a nursing shortage nationwide. It's nothing new. It's been going on for a couple years. Well, what happens is now we have got all these nurses that are traveling, signing up with these temp companies, traveling through Alaska, filling in our shortages. So, I mean, now people are receiving care they haven't received in a long time just because, not because we were overburdened by COVID, but just because we didn't have the basic amount of healthcare providers to fulfill all these duties. So, you know, and you'll see that. You'll see these people going to Florida, Idaho, Montana, you know, all these different places. So I'm curious, how many terms has your governor, Shitsack, served?
Oh, this last one was his first term.
His first term. So, yeah, so it's very... He will run for re-election, right?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yeah. See, now you got somebody like Jay Inslee in the state of Washington who's unbelievably on his third term. The guy is a bumbling dolt. I mean, he is really, yeah. I thought maybe he just had a speech impediment, but he's got no gas in his car. And, he has nothing to lose. So I'm kind of curious how some of these governors will respond to this in a time frame, these mandates, because OSHA has not even produced the paperwork the template for how this is actually going to work. And No, we don't want them to. And I hope somebody there is dragging their feet purposely. That would be a great comfort to know that maybe somebody, you know, out there gives a damn. But I really, truly believe that once we get closer to 2022 elections, I think Joe Biden is going to drop this mandate and this mandatory mandate. I do not believe in my heart that it will come to fruition. If it does, I'll give you $20, and I promise you that proof, because I think that their numbers are more important than anything else. And they have found out that, yeah, there's a lot of people that support this tyranny, but there's a lot that do not. And the people, you got to look at who's supporting it and who does not support it. I think that to save their party, they made it really bad so that they can look like, oh, well, look at us. We're the good guys. Because what they're forgetting about is, A, you know, personal freedoms and stuff. This party has already proved, they've shown right from taking office, the fact that they took office illegally.
They literally took office.
They took it, exactly. So, yeah, I feel really strongly about this. I have a feeling that that's going to be their Hail Mary move. They're just holding it. And it's sad because lives and careers and people, it's ripping families apart. It's ripping communities apart. It's affecting our healthcare.
Yeah, but the thing is, y'all, they know what they're doing to people, but they don't care because at the end, they're going to play Captain Save-A-Ho. And they're going to, it's all about them. It's all
yep.
about those 535 members of the House and among the other elites in the Democrat Party. It's all about how they feel. The governors don't care one way or the other about your health. They just want the power to say that they own you.
Yeah.
I'm not giving them the title to my person.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, it's ridiculous what's going on. And, you know, I went in and was turned away from the ER and the medical clinic here in Sitka today because I went and get nasal raped with a swab.
Mm.
And And I'm thankful I had the wherewithal to call Teladoc and have a conversation with a doctor and get what I needed. I am going to look into the information you sent me.
Okay.
But, yeah, I couldn't even believe that they were telling me that I could not be seen at the clinic unless I did that. And it was insane. Insane. Well, if you're going to ask me for that, why don't you ask me for an AIDS test? Why don't you ask me for a diabetes test? If you're going to require a testing for one thing, test me for everything and pay for it, too. They will pay for it. But they don't. They just want to keep up with this charade. And I'm sorry, between what we have found out about genetic information being given to the Chinese and everything else in these PCR tests, I don't trust it. I don't trust the materials it's made out of. I don't trust anything about it. There's nothing about it that I trust. I do believe in modern medicine. I do believe in healthcare. But I do not believe this is not healthcare. This is a form of one world order tyranny.
Yes.
And it's a different thing. It's a completely different thing. And I will say, too, this doctor I talked to on the phone today, I wish she worked in my community. She was awesome. She was just awesome. She gave me lots of holistic information and was very thorough. She also asked me if I was vaccinated, and I said, no, I am not vaccinated. And she said, well, I'm looking at your health history, and she says, and you shouldn't be vaccinated. And she says, I'm really sorry you weren't able to go to that clinic because the PCR test wasn't going to change the outcome of anything. And they did you a huge disservice because of pre-existing conditions. But the biggest pre-existing condition I have is my personal freedom. And like I said, if they're going to test for one thing and make it mandatory, well, then test me for everything. What's next? Are they going to make you take a pregnancy test before you get a new job?
And that includes people like me, too, who are not female. Because now...
Yes.
And just an example, it's just crazy to me how Mayor Pete and his husband are sitting in a hospital bed together while they're trying to say that Buttigieg's husband had a baby. That's how they're trying to spin this. We all know that he adopted. It's not a big deal that he adopted a baby. Just don't lie to us and have Mayor Buttigieg, who technically is the one that's in charge of all these ports and all the traffic, but he's been on maternity leave.
Yeah, and as a woman, as a person that, you know, has given birth, I would have declined that appointment by the government. Because I would have known that I was going to have a baby and that I wasn't going to be available, that I wanted to take time off. There, and I don't care your gender or your situation or anything like that. When you take an appointment like this, I do not believe maternity leave should be something you get automatically. And B, you know, it'd be different if they were taking care of the birthing mother. If they were both taking maternity leave or paternity leave or whatever to take care of the birthing woman that provided those beautiful babies. Because
right.
I believe that the whole idea behind this paternity or between the man taking maternity leave is to care for the female that gave birth, to ease her discomfort, to give her time to heal, and to take care of the family.
It's not aesthetics, like what Mayor Pete did. It's just aesthetics and propaganda.
Yes. Yes, just making this more of a just insanity. So, yeah, it's a It's interesting proof. There's a lot happening there.
So let's do this. Our guest is ready to come on, Carol Furman from ZeroToxBox.com. And are you able to handle this particular commercial while I go? I just realized it's dark and my wife isn't home yet, so I got to put lights on and stuff and make sure she doesn't trip over dogs when she comes in.
Absolutely. I got this. So we'll do
All right.
Quick commercial break and then come back with Carol Furman and with ToxBox, and we'll be right back, folks.
Barefaces Legal Radio, Saturdays, noon to 1:30 Eastern Time, Pacific Time, 9 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. Learn about your bareface rights and help keep us without face diapers.
Tune in to the show, The Right View, every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m.
Hello, Freedomizers. I am Broccoli Man. When I am not fighting crime, I listen to the Proof Negative radio show.
I am the Wire Ripper. Not only do I forbid you to listen to Freedomizer Radio and the Proof Negative radio show, I am going to demand you wear a mask and get your naked body scanned. We need to protect the one world government. You getting the real information hurts a crime syndicate. Do not listen to Proof Negative. You must now disrobe this instant so I can check your person for a constitution or cash money.
Anyway, listen to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio. Weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern. 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. FreedomizerRadio.com.
Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot is Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
The following message is sponsored by Truth. Are you or someone you know suffering from sheepalism? Sheepalism is a debilitating disorder which affects a person's entire worldview and is characterized by ignorance, denial, abandonment of basic morals and values. An unwillingness to think critically about things read or heard by mainstream media is a strong sign that you have been affected. Fortunately, sheepalism is treatable in many cases. Treatment may include, but is not limited to, training to help the patient understand that truth is being intentionally withheld. Help in understanding that assumptions and speculations do not qualify as evidence for truth. Living with sheepalism is frustrating. Thankfully, there's hope for those suffering this debilitating condition. If you or someone you know is dealing with sheepalism, please contact your local Truth Movement for treatment. They're standing by to help you now, and remember, you're not alone. Side effects of treatment may or may not include shortness of breath, migraines, anaphylactic shock, and a worsening heart attack. See your support specialist for details.
Perfect harmony. Just drink Coke, the road to obesity.
At Coke, we say we're woke. We sell drinks fat as smoke. China is our labor supplier that drives our stock price.
You are listening to the Proof Negative radio show live on FreedomizerRadio.com.
Okay, we're back.
Excellent. All right, so joining us right now, we're going to go ahead and open up Carol's mic here. We have Carol from ZeroToxBox.com. We're going to talk a little bit about toxin-free living. And one of the things before we bring her on, Dahl, is one thing I've noticed is that a lot of people will check their pantries and make sure there's no GMO foods, but they will buy the cheapest cleaning products from Dollar Tree and Dollar General and everything's a dollar, et cetera, China Mart. And I wanted to delve more into that here. So we have Carol Furman here from Zero ToxBox. Welcome in, Carol.
Hi, guys. Thank you so much for having me on tonight. I'm so excited to be here.
Oh, well, thank you for thanking me.
Good to have you.
All right. So so tell us about Zero ToxBox, because, of course, I know about you, but Dahl does not, and the audience might not have heard of you before because you're brand new.
Yeah, absolutely. So Zero ToxBox was designed to help take away the overwhelm when it comes to toxin-free living. I think a lot of the overwhelm and the myth comes in that it has to be difficult and it has to be hard. And the reality is what toxin-free living is just reducing your body burden. So we all are exposed to toxins every day, right? As soon as you walk outside and you breathe the air, you know, you're breathing in glyphosate, you're breathing in pesticides that have been sprayed, you're breathing in all kinds of things that are outside in the air. So you can have the best air filter system ever in your home and pay thousands of dollars. But the second you step outside, you're still going to breathe in toxins. So it's not about eliminating toxins from your life entirely, because unfortunately with the world we live in and the society we've created, that's just not a possibility. But it's about reducing the amount of toxins you're exposed to. And your home is the place where you spend, you know, 98% of your time, most of us. I'm a stay-at-home mom with my kiddos, so we're home a good bit of the time. And it's more so about making that environment that you spend most of your time in as toxin-free as possible, so that when you are exposed to toxins in the outside world, your body can fight them off and can detox them the way it should. But the problem is we're not only getting toxins outside, but we're also getting them from inside, and we're getting them from the things we put in, on, and around our bodies. And so the body just gets so bogged down, and bioaccumulation happens inside the body with the toxic load that we have, and then we have disease and illness. And we may feel fine and we may look fine now, but 20 years from now, 10 years from now, 5 years from now, that diagnosis could completely change. So it's really about prevention and lowering your toxic body burden now versus, you know, 20 years from now when it's too late.
But people don't really think about it for some reason. And by the way, you have a brand new business page that I think you have to approve for the management rights. But I want to start adding some news. I want to start adding some news on there. And one of the things that people don't think about even is shampoos. Not just sodium lauryl sulfate, but there's other stuff that people put in their hair that actually leads to thinning hair and even going bald. So your baldness could be in part to using shampoos that have so many chemicals that it fries your hair cells.
Yeah, there's actually been several lawsuits just this year, and there's been several companies under fire. I know Tresemme was under fire, and then the OGX Organics line was under fire.
Yes.
For misleading marketing and for actually having formaldehyde releasers in their shampoo and conditioners. It was over 50 different brands that were listed. So basically what we have when you shop in a store like Walmart or Target is these big conglomerate brands. So you have Procter & Gamble, you know, you have Johnson & Johnson, and they own multiple brands. Like Johnson & Johnson owns Aveeno. They own about 100 other brands that you can buy at the store. And then you've got Procter & Gamble, who's another big conglomerate like that, and they own you know, Clorox and Lysol and all these other ones, and then Unilever. There's about five or six that own pretty much anything you're going to find. And the issue is that when you have these big companies like this, obviously they're not going to look at the product and say, okay, how can we make this as safe as possible? They're going to say, how can we make as much money as possible? And the way they do that is by using really toxic products that are very cheap and very easy to make and tons of preservatives, tons of additives, tons of chemicals, tons of toxins. And then they mark the product up by 400%. It costs them 10 cents to make a bottle of shampoo, but you're paying $3. And it's still affordable for you, so it's appealing, but they're still making their money on the back end. So, and the product and quality is very, very bad. So it's just, it's really a catch-22 when you really start to learn about regulation and the lack of regulation, and how just very little there is when it comes to safety studies or efficacy studies on the products that we buy every single day.
Well, and a lot of it, though, is, like you said, it's all about manipulating money. It's not that they want to necessarily harm anyone, but the way it works is that if you say you use the shampoo for the first time and it automatically just made you bald, then yes, they could be held liable. But if you go bald over a course of 2 or 3 years after using it, then they can sit there and say that it's because you used it so much. So
yeah, there's a lot of twists.
If you use it once, then it's considered toxic. If you use it a lot, then that's your fault.
Right. Yeah. And I think it's important to note, too, obviously, you know, a lot of people, I think there's a good number of people now that truly do want better products. They want to buy better. They want to do better. They, you know, they're learning about fragrance and parabens and phthalates and all these toxins because all of these media news articles are coming out more and more and more and documentaries. And the truth is becoming brought to light. But the problem with a lot of it is this topic I like to call greenwashing, which is a company making a very fancy bottle. It's usually green or floral, something that really catches the eye. And then they slap 20 different labels on there, paraben-free, phthalate-free, natural, non-toxic, whatever the case may be. And then people look at that bottle and they're like, oh, well, this is free of all these things. It says it's safe. It's in the clean section at Target, so it has to be okay. But the reality is they still contain ingredients that just simply aren't safe, and they're tricking you by the misleading marketing. And it's not fair, and it's really aggravating, especially when you're trying to do better. But it's just really why it's so important to learn what ingredients you should be avoiding and just having a hard limit. If you see fragrance on a label, put it back on the shelf. If you see a paraben on the label, put it back on the shelf. Just it's really having those hard limits and not giving in.
Well, there's going to be a lot less of it on the shelves this year, though, thanks to the ships just being stuck out in the ocean.
Yeah, that is also quite a mess.
So, Dahl, I don't want to leave you out in the cold here. Go ahead and jump in.
Well, Carol, thanks for joining us. As a mother myself, it never really occurred to me about just, I don't know, maybe it was where I grew up or the exposure I had to that type of knowledge, but it wasn't until being a young mother myself and seeing my toddler on the floor and stuff and started wondering, all right, I took care of everything that I can see, but what can't I see that's harmful to my child? And back in the mid-90s, when I had my first child, early 90s, coming out that, yeah, the carpet in our house is very toxic. And aside from, like, old homes that have the classic, you know, asbestos and lead and all those goodies, you know, that our grandparents grew up with, and mm-hmm. they somehow survived, it was very interesting because it was the beginning of the internet. There wasn't – I lived in a logging camp in Bush, Alaska. I didn't have a lot of information, but I knew inherently that that I had heard that these things are bad. So it was weird because I had to take this self-subscribed journey into a healthier environment for my home. And something I learned very early on, that eco-friendly is not the same as safe for humans. And
no,
I think a lot of people jump on that. And I know you kind of touched base with that, with the labeling and stuff. But I kind of like, if you would don't mind, kind of expanding on that. I think there's a huge difference in that because it took me a minute because I was like, well, I'll get that eco stuff and that's got to be safe and this has got to be safe, until one of the nanas at camp said, girl, all you need is white vinegar. That's the only thing you need in your cupboard. That's the only thing that's available to you right now that is safe for your baby. And that was kind of that bottle of white vinegar that she gave me was the opening to that. But I learned the hard way by spending a whole lot of money I didn't have at that time on buying quote unquote eco-friendly products.
Yeah. And that's super frustrating. And I mean, I've been on my toxin free journey for about 7 years now. It started back when I became pregnant with my son. So I totally resonate with your story. And I feel like a lot of us are the same in the sense of, you know, when you become pregnant and you know, you're like, oh my goodness, I have this little life and it's all in my responsibility, you know, to make sure that they're safe and they're healthy and they're taken care of. And so it really kind of sets your brain towards preventative, you know, measures to make sure that they do live that healthy life. And you start to question things more and you start to kind of look at the back of bottles before you purchase them. And you know, you hear about Johnson & Johnson baby shampoo and it being the number one pediatrician trusted brand in the nation. But then you flip the bottle over and you see maybe four or five ingredients that are actually very toxic and harmful to babies. And you're like, what in the world? Well, how is this even legal? And so I think it does evolve over time. I think our journey is our journey, and no one's journey is going to look the same. But to touch on the eco-friendly versus safe for human thing, something I like to compare is it's kind of the same situation with natural versus synthetic. In the toxin-free world, everyone wants to avoid synthetic products. But the truth is there actually are some safe synthetics that aren't harmful to us. And so not all synthetics are bad. Just like not all natural things are good, because if you walk out into the woods and you pick up some poison ivy and you rub it all over your body, yes, that's natural, but you're not
going
to be very happy with the results. So, and it's the same with a bunch of essential oils. It's the same with, you know, different components of different things. All of our bodies react so differently to everything. It really is going to be trial and error and what works best for you and what doesn't. Even in the more holistic toxin-free realm, because we all have different chemistries and different makeups. But eco-friendly, I think, is more geared now towards, like, things that don't harm, you know, the water system or the environment. But truth be told, it still could contain things like fragrance. And fragrance is, if you don't know, it can be up to 3,000 different undisclosed things. Most of the time they hide a lot of things like parabens and phthalates and things they say aren't in the product. They actually put them in there, but they put them in with fragrance. And a lot of people are like, wait, fragrance, isn't that just the orange smell or the lemon smell that my cleaner smells like? Yeah, the clean linen that my laundry detergent smells like? And no, unfortunately it's not. It's a composition of a ton of different things that don't have to be disclosed per the rules of regulation and lack of. And so we don't really know what we're using on our bodies or the effect it will have when you use something with synthetic fragrance, just like our candles, just like our plug-ins, our laundry detergents, our shampoos, our conditioners, our body lotions. I mean, we're getting a huge amount. I mean, think about even trash bags are scented. So you're getting huge amounts of fragrance in your body and in your life and in your home almost every single day. So it's kind of the same situation with eco-friendly versus safe for humans. Like, just because it says eco-friendly on the label, it may be safe for an animal or for the environment, but that doesn't necessarily mean it doesn't still have toxins inside of it. And I think that's an important thing to note. And it's the same with non-toxic. There's a big difference between non-toxic and toxin-free. And a lot of people interchange those words. And I know in the beginning of my journey, I interchange those words very frequently. But the fact is, if you look up the definition of non-toxic, you'll find that 51% of that product can still cause fatalities as long as 49% does not. So that's a really big eye-opener because you're like, wait a minute, I thought this was safe and it's non-toxic. But the truth is that 51% of that product can still have ingredients in it that could cause fatality. And as long as 49% are natural and safe, they can still have that label. So it's a really touchy situation, and it really does involve a lot of education, a lot of learning, and a lot of knowledge, but it's out there, and it's almost as though it's just waiting to be found. And so Zero Toxbox kind of takes away all of that overwhelm in a sense, but I definitely would watch those labels because that is a huge piece.
Yeah, because
one of my
favorite things, I'll just say this real quick,
and I'll give you...
Okay.
I just think it's crazy on labels where you could read something is all natural, and then it has natural flavors and natural flavors. I love just when it says natural flavors and natural flavors.
Yeah. And you're like, what in the world is natural flavors? And natural flavors is actually the fragrance of the food world. So natural flavors are also a combination of things that they don't have to disclose. And they may be natural, but they may not be the best. Like there's something called, I think it's castoreum or something like that. And
yes.
It's actually made from the anal gland. Yes. A beaver. And it's what they put in artificial strawberry, raspberry, and vanilla flavoring. So if you're eating things that contain that, you're probably eating some beaver butt, and that's not quite something I want to consume. So it's very much like the fragrance of food, for sure.
Sadal, go for it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I wanted to go back to the fragrances. And the fragrances, when I was doing my little bit of research before the show, the fragrance one factor seemed to be the thing that kept popping up, that I saw the problem with all these products. And I'm so glad you're talking about the fragrances, because I know fragrance things, people are spending a lot of time at home, and they have found that, you know, spending too much time at home, they need a little more ambience or whatever it is. And I know that a lot of these fragrance lines have just gone off the charts. And we often associate a clean house with that lemony, orangey, you know, citrus clean and stuff. And I did not realize how dangerous, Carol, these fragrances that they put in even these quote-unquote non-toxic or safe products. Like you were saying, they say we don't have this, this, and this, but yet you have that fragrance factor in there, and they're not talking about what's in that fragrance. And, you know, a lot of these are cancer-causing. And when I was looking up this stuff, the fragrance factor came up out of the 10 most toxic things. It came up number 7. And I think it should be like number 1 or 2 because of how well it's hidden in these quote-unquote natural products. So when somebody gets a tox box, is this a fragrance-free, or is this a sensual? Is there going to be that, oh, it's all fresh and lemony, or what are we cleaning or are we masking?
Good question. So, yes. Fragrance is probably one of the biggest offenders when it comes to toxins. And like I said before, the reason being is because they don't have to tell you what it's made of. And 9 times out of 10, fragrance is made from petrochemicals. And petrochemicals are made from petroleum or crude oil that's been refined, except it hasn't been refined. And so companies don't have to tell you to what degree it has been refined, which is why you should avoid anything that has propylene glycol or petroleum, fragrance, any of those pegs, anything like that on a label. That should all be vehemently avoided because it's made from petroleum. But fragrance is an animal in itself because it's not just most of these toxins have one specific thing that they attack. Either they attack the brain, they attack the organs, they attack the, you know, the lungs, whatever it may be. But fragrance kind of is all of the above, and it could be considered very dangerous, especially to infants, newborns in particular. If you have a newborn in your home or an infant in your home, you should not have anything with synthetic fragrance, especially if people are coming over and, you know, loading themselves with perfume. They're breathing that in. It can cause instant distress in their body and in their system, and they cannot detox. So kids don't have the detox pathways until they're 12 months old. So anything that they're exposed to from 0 to 12 months just sits there, and it just compounds and compounds and compounds and compounds and compounds. So the more you keep fragrance away from them, especially in their very early years, the better, because the studies have shown that a child is now born with over 227 toxic chemicals in their body. And this isn't just, you know, like a couple things here and there. We're talking things like pesticide, herbicide, insecticide. We're talking about things like chloroformers. We're talking about glyphosate. We're talking about synthetic fragrance, the things that make up synthetic fragrance. It's everything that you're exposed to throughout your whole life, basically. And the problem is, and you'll hear a lot of people say, oh, well, I used it, or my mom used Johnson & Johnson, and I'm fine. Well, yeah, that may be true. You're fine for now. But the point of the matter is that the world we live in today is at least 100 times more toxic than the world your parents grew up in and than the world your grandparents grew up in. So three generations ago, we didn't have all of these toxins in our life. It wasn't an everyday thing, and now it is. And so you can't really compare then and now because it's two totally different worlds. We live in a very chemically ridden world. It is everywhere. We spray billions of pounds of glyphosate on crops every single year. That gets in the groundwater, that gets in the air, it goes from farm to farm. You know, we have compounded this problem and continuously made it worse. So now we're at the point to where the body is overloaded at birth. And so everything that you do to the body from birth on obviously plays a huge factor in your health and in your disease and illness rate. Because if you're just compounding toxins into the body from birth on, the body doesn't have a chance.
So I wanted to ask you, too, because a lot of this is detergents. And one of the things I will say real quick is that when it comes to fragrances, if you want something to smell good, you can get an essential oil, which you can add, and that could change the smell to anything. But with detergents, I know that Tide is the biggest seller in the United States for washing machines and washing clothes. But Tide also has the most toxins and most chemicals and the most reactions from it. So I'm just curious how they can get away with stuff like that.
Well, they get away with it because there's no regulation saying that they can't. The FDA has absolutely no hand in that. There was an act written in 1938. It was the Personal Care and Cosmetic Act. It was in 1938, guys. So that's how long it's been since anyone has updated our personal care and cosmetic regulation, which is a huge eye-opener because we have introduced thousands of chemicals and thousands of toxins into our products since 1938. And the truth of the matter is that these companies are really protected. They're very protected, actually. And so they can pretty much get away with whatever they want to get away with, and they don't really have any repercussions. Even if that product caused you harm and you sue them. I mean, we saw with the glyphosate suit in California how that went down. It was very difficult for them to win that trial, very, very difficult for them to win that case. They did end up winning and got a huge settlement, but they had so much proof that they had to give, whereas the other side didn't really have to do much of anything. So it's that same concept of just knowing what you're using, and Tide is 100% on my no list. I would not allow that in my home for multiple reasons. Not only does it include synthetic fragrance, which we all know now, we don't know what that really is, but there's a ton of skin irritants in there. There's a bunch of allergens in there. There are ethyl oxalate compounds in there. There's petroleum-based compounds in there. So we're having a slew of things inside of one laundry detergent, and it's not just Tide. I can't just be angry at Tide. I'm angry at all of them because Tide is, I'm pretty sure, a Procter & Gamble company or owned by Procter & Gamble. And so, you know, all is the same. Arm & Hammer is the same. Gain is the same. Tide, obviously. Then you've got fabric softeners like Downy and Bounce and all these different fabric softeners that are also loaded with toxins and synthetic fragrance especially. So it's the essential oil thing is definitely something that you can do to kind of, you know, make your stuff smell better. Like if you use wool dryer balls on essential oil, that's going to be a lot better for you than throwing in a Bounce dryer sheet. But the thing with essential oils that I found is difficult sometimes is actually getting the smell, and it takes a lot. It takes a very concentrated amount sometimes to really get that scent on your clothes if that's something that you, you know, you have to have because you've always had scented clothing and you can't stand not having scented clothing. Sometimes it takes a lot of essential oils. And so it's really just finding there are safe brands out there. This isn't to say that all brands are bad because they're not. If they were, we'd be in big trouble. Thankfully, there are brands out there that make things like laundry soaps and cleaning supplies and things like that, and hopefully I'll get to talk about a little of those here soon, that you can trust and that are good and that do use essential oils. And so kind of what Dahl asked me about the Zero Tox Box, there will never be synthetic fragrance in the Zero Tox Box. I don't allow synthetic fragrance in my home, so if it doesn't come into my home, it's not going into my box. And I would never send anything to my members that I personally would not use myself. And I have a very strict list of ingredients that I avoid. It's over like 150 of them. And those are subcategories that break down into, you know, different things. So it's actually way more than that. On top
All right,
of course,
if I can slow you down real quick, Carol, it's the top of the hour. We have to grab a quick timeout. And when we come back, we can get more into what's in the Zero Tox Box and why everybody needs it.
Sounds good.
All right, so Carol Furman, ZeroToxBox.com is the website. Just give us a few minutes. We need to take a quick timeout, and we need to tell everybody about our sponsor for this hour, Imperfect Foods. So if you have not picked up Imperfect Foods, you want to make sure that you're still being able to feed your family if you're in an area that has these vaccine passports, because do not submit to the vaccine passport and don't argue with those companies. If they don't want your money, don't force them to take it. Just take your money and do something like Imperfect Foods. We'll be right back.
Food waste is one of the most easily solvable problems, literally the low-hanging fruit of environmentalism. Pardon the pun, it's my job.
About 20% of all produce never makes it off the farm.
It's because they just look a little funny,
a little weird, but when you cut into it, it's perfectly good food.
It's just a total shame. It's totally good stuff.
We buy ugly produce directly from farms that often would go to waste because supermarkets won't buy it because of how it looks, and we deliver it to people's doors.
I didn't know that there was beauty standards for an apple.
This isn't that ugly at all. Like, that's the most common first box, like, complaint we get.
We change that. We educate people. We show them how amazing these fruits and vegetables are.
Have food delivered to your house.
Box of produce every week.
And it's more affordable.
At a very reasonable price.
Cheaper than the grocery store.
I spend a lot less time in grocery stores.
It's an adventure every time they open your box.
High quality produce.
There's nothing wrong with the produce.
And they taste exactly the same, if not better.
Save those fruits and vegetables that get wasted every year.
And it's delivered to your door, like,
but what you do? Why wouldn't you do? Why wouldn't you do?
Please go to our website, freedomizerradio.live, and sign up for Imperfect Foods today. Use our promo code and get money off your first order. Go ahead and get some organic and all-natural meats, dairy, snacks, breads, and non-GMO produce. Do you buy from Amazon? If you do, do you use Amazon Smile? Amazon Smile is a program Jeff Bezos set up to donate to 501c3 nonprofits. If you go to smile.amazon.com and designate Barefoot as Legal as your nonprofit, Jeff Bezos donates 0.5% of your purchase price to our charity. We need your support to fund our operations and promote the Barefoot lifestyle. It does not cost you anything. Please consider helping us out. Go to smile.amazon.com and add Barefoot is Legal as your favorite nonprofit and help us fight for freedom. Thank you.
I've heard stories from teachers in classes where their students are grounded that they have half the level of referrals for discipline. Some students who were in tears because they were experiencing success when before they were experiencing failure with their behavior and discipline. I've heard stories from teachers with autistic children who have been grounded where they have less of what they call the meltdowns. And the meltdowns are less frequent and shorter, and they come back into the classroom and they're learning more than they had learned prior to the grounding. It's amazing what happens, not just with the teacher at the front of the class, but what can happen with the student sitting in the class. And just think if every single student and every single teacher and every single classroom and every single school across this whole world was grounded.
The information is provided for general informational purposes only. The contents are not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Ground Therapy Incorporated makes no representations about the efficiency, appropriateness, or suitability of any specific tests, procedures, treatments, services, opinions, healthcare providers, or other information that may be contained in or available through the information provided.
Okay. One more time. This is your foot. This is shoes. This is your foot in shoes.
I can't move.
Any questions?
A little help.
This public service announcement brought to you by Zero Shoes. Feel the freedom, feel the fun, feel the world in Zero Shoes.
Tune in to the Alaskan Patriot Network. Every Friday, 2 p.m. Alaska time, 3 p.m. Pacific.
Tune in to the show, The Right View, every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m.
Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Proof Negative radio show, and I'm your host, Proof Negative. We have Dahl Arntzen joining us, and also from the last segment, we have from ZeroToxBox.com, we have Carol Furman with us here. So, Carol, I know that you're here primarily to tell everybody about the new products, the new service that you launched, I should say. You're not physically making the products, but you have the next best thing, so if you can tell us about what it is that you started and how you got involved and all the other good details you want the audience to know.
Sure. So, yes, Zero Tox Box is my product, and what Zero Tox Box does is it helps you to detox your home over time. So a lot of the overwhelm comes in when you start living toxin-free with what do you swap out first, where do you go, what do you buy, how do you read these labels, what do these words mean? And it can become very overwhelming and people get stuck and they just stop because they're like, well, I don't know what I'm doing and I'm probably going to screw it up, so I don't even know why I'm going to do it. So the other issue I've found is time. Everyone's busy. We all have busy lives. And so no one really wants to sit and read studies and learn about fragrance or parabens or phthalates or all of these different toxins that our products contain. And so I really sat down and kind of thought about ways that I could close that gap and how could we still get toxin-free products into the homes of Americans, but do so in a way that takes away that overwhelm and that constant worry and the label reading and the greenwashing and all of the things. And so Zero Talks Box is a bi-monthly subscription box. I don't really like to call it a subscription box because it's more so a membership service, but you do get a box every other month. And with that box, you get 4 to 6 full-size toxin-free products. They are hand-curated. They are chosen by me, and I can promise that it will be completely free of toxins. You will not find anything with synthetic fragrance or parabens or phthalates or phenoxyethanol. Or the list goes on and on and on in those products. If it's not safe and I wouldn't bring it into my own home, I'm not going to put it in the box. So it's also a really cool thing because not only am I getting to help people detox their homes over time, but I'm also getting to work with these amazing brands that I'm finding that do make truly toxin-free and quality products. And I think right now with the state of the world and the state of the way things are, supporting small business and local business if you can is incredibly important. They definitely got the short end of the stick, for lack of a better word, last year, and still even through 2021 in some states they've had their challenges. So really one of my goals with Zero Talks Box was to be able to, you know, meet new people, create relationships with these small brands, feature their products inside of the Zero Talks Box as long as it fit my toxin-free list. And then hopefully it gives some people exposure to brands they may not know exist. So that was one of the pillars of Zero Talks Box. Another pillar of Zero Talks Box, besides the toxins and the small business portion, was that everything is USA made. As you have probably figured out, China has very, very little to no regulation on safety and efficacy when it comes to our products. A lot of cosmetics are made in China, and they're loaded with things like heavy metals, with tons of toxins. So just be very mindful of that if you're, you know, buying anything like that that you're using on your body that comes from China, because we don't know what in the world goes on over there. And also just kind of internationally itself. So I've made it my goal and my mission to only buy USA made. So that's really cool, and it's been really awesome too because I'm getting to support, you know, our economy, which we all know needs a lot of support right now. And so that's been a really special thing as well. So they're USA made, they're toxin free. The other really big piece that I wanted to make sure I included in Zero Talk Box was that the products are sustainably packaged. This is a big deal to me because we have so much plastic waste. You know, we have, like, I think a state the size of Texas in one of our oceans just floating right now, and it's all trash and plastic. Our landfills are filling up. There's just so many things that are just killing our environment. And so I really wanted to make sure that the products not only were toxin-free but also sustainably packaged. So inside of the Zero Tox Box, you'll find packages with, like, paperboard. You'll find glass. And very little plastic, bamboo, just all kinds of different materials. And so really wanted to get away from plastic if I can. So that was another pillar. Another one was affordability. And this is a big one, I think, because toxin-free living doesn't have to be incredibly expensive. Like Dahl was saying about the vinegar, that's a great way to swap out your toxic cleaners. All you need is a bottle of vinegar and some water and some essential oil if you want it to have a good smell. And you've got a surface cleaner that is safe and free of toxins. And so it doesn't have to be expensive, but with Zero Tox Box, you're also not having to worry about shopping for these products and not knowing what you're buying. So I get to kind of be your personal concierge shopper, for lack of a better word. And honestly, since it's a bi-monthly box, for less than $35 a month, you get to detox your home. So it's very, very much for you to be able to do this on a slow pace and in a budget-friendly way. And that was really important to me also. So that's kind of why I started Zero Talks Box, a little bit about Zero Talks Box. Steve, do you or Dahl have any specific questions I could answer?
Well, Dahl, if you want to jump in, because I've asked her a bunch of stuff off air, and I'll ask some stuff that I know the answer to already.
Yeah, I know that you that with what your product is and everything, what your service is a what you say a cost friendly thing. Does the subscription or membership come with like peer support? I mean, are you there to answer the questions from these families that are buying stuff from you? and to best tell them how they can stretch their product out, or what type of support are you offering your clients beyond supplying them with a sustainable, awesome product for their family?
Yeah, great question. So as a member of Zero Talk Box, you're also added to a private Facebook community. And inside of that Facebook community, I do lives. I talk about the products inside the box. I do an unboxing of the product that, you know, you would have just received. I teach you ways to kind of stretch it, like you said, different fun things you can do with it, maybe different ways to use it that maybe you haven't thought about, as well as just really kind of being there to build that community. Community is really important to me, and actually the way Zero Talks Box got started was because of my Facebook community that I have called Natural Mama Collective. And when I started Natural Mama Collective back in April of 2019, I had this vision that I was going to build this amazing community, and it was going to be filled with all these wonderful women from all stages of their toxin-free journeys. But it was going to be a no-judgment, no-shame zone, and a place where women could just come and ask questions and, you know, ask for product recommendations, or, you know, just kind of get more of a community feel than just a normal Facebook group. And so I have done that, and that is what Natural Mama Collective is. And we have about 1,800 women inside of there right now. And so that has really shown me how important having community can be, especially when you're new to toxin-free living or you're just getting started. And so when I designed Zero Tox Box, I still wanted to have that membership piece. So you do get added to that private Facebook community. You do have access to email me personally. I am a one-woman show right now. I'm the CEO, the founder, the photographer, the box packer, the content creator. I do all of it. So if you email me, you're getting me directly. If you do, you know, if anyone would have questions about how to use products inside the box or whatnot, I do have a newsletter that goes out every month to my subscribers about their box and how to use things. There's little printouts inside the box itself that gives you a sneak peek inside the box. And then, you know, it gives you the website for the products that are inside the box if you want to purchase them because you fall in love with them. I think it's also important to note that with a lot of subscription boxes, you get sample products, right? Like these tiny little dinky things, and you can use them maybe once or twice.
Yeah.
And so when
fun stuff.
And it's really, yeah, and it's fun, but it doesn't really give you an opportunity to know whether or not you like that product and if you would spend money on that product, because you're just like, well, mm-hmm. I used it twice and it was okay, but I don't know how I really feel about it. And so when I was designing Zero Talk Box, one of the other pillars was that I would send full-size products. And that's a little more difficult because obviously I have to send a bigger box and, you know, the shipping costs and all of that. But it was very important to me that people could actually use these products for a long time and that they could detox their home as I had hoped they would, and be able to really know if they like the product. And then if they do, they have their little card inside that tells them where to go and how to order it and if there's a discount code. And sometimes the brands that I'm working with, which is really special, will send their own little discount cards that I could put in the boxes. So if you like something in the box and the brand has sent something, chances are you'll, you know, get a nice little discount there too, which is really nice.
Yeah, that's nice. I know a lot of families are, you know, really looking at their budgets and stuff, but we've come up as parents and or just even having fur babies, because we know that our animals are really important to us too, and there's a lot of products out for them. But I think people are more versed in the feeding the body and what's good for the body and what's not good for the body. And I think it's really great that you are educating people about, because like I said, when I started out on my journey, I had no idea, not to sound ignorant or anything, but I mean, like, I thought eco-friendly was like, hey, if it's good for the fish, it's good for me type attitude. So I love the community that you're building around this brand. That I do believe more than ever, community, and there's no such thing as a stupid question, and having that door open is a huge incentive for people to want to make this next step, that it's not a shot in the dark. They've got you standing behind it.
Yep, and I think it's really important too, because, you know, it's I think a lot of people are craving connection right now. They want that community. And so having the Zero Talks Box membership, really gives you that chance to post questions. If you have questions about what's in the box or if you have questions about, you know, really anything, you're more than welcome to post, and I'll never decline it. But it's more so geared towards, you know, products in the box, how to use the box, what to do with the box, fun facts about the box. If there's a special promo, you get first look at that. If there's, a sneak peek, like right now I'm working on the holiday, Toxin Free Holiday Box, and so I'm going to start dropping some sneak peeks in that community. So you do get a lot of special privileges being a part of the Zero Talks Box membership.
Well, speaking of special privileges, could you give us a little sneak peek of the sneak peek?
I can give you a little bit of one. So
okay.
The holiday box.
Let's hear about holidays.
Yes, the holidays are coming, and so we got to be ready for the holidays. But the holiday box is actually a very special box for multiple reasons. The first reason is because generally, you have to either be part of my subscription or you can't purchase the box. It's not something that you can just go on and purchase one box and then, it locks you into the subscription, which you can cancel at any time, but it's on the subscription base. Whereas for the holiday box, for something special to do, I really wanted to make this box, not only available to everyone, but just something that people could buy if they were looking for a special gift for someone. And so for the holiday box, you will be able to purchase it strictly as a gift. So you're not locked in any subscription. You don't want to be. You just click the gift option. It's the same cost as the bi-monthly subscription would be, so nothing higher than that. And it lets you get the box and all the goodies inside. And so for the holiday box, there's going to be at least seven products inside. So there may be eight, could be nine, if I can fit it all in this box, but definitely seven. And actually one of the things that I'm most excited about inside of the Holiday Zero Talks box is a lot of times in the holidays, especially, and as the weather starts to cool down and as now fall has arrived, a lot of people are gearing up with the synthetic fragrance, with the candles. And, Bath & Body Works has their big candle sale for Christmas and the fall, and all the pumpkin spice and all the toasted marshmallow and the frosted cookies and Yankee candles, same thing. So candle companies are going to be going really hard with the marketing over the next few months because we've all been conditioned to think that our house has to smell like apples or pumpkin spice because it's fall time. So one of the things that I really wanted to do with Holiday Talks Box was to allow people to still have that experience of having that fragrant home that they have to welcome, their family or their friends for the holiday, but do so in a safer way. So I found a very, very cool product that I'm very excited about and I would love to share with you. It's actually an essential oil door hanging diffuser. And it basically looks like a necklace with a tassel at the end with these rather large wooden beads that go around the tassel or go around the string, and then there's a really cute little decorative tassel at the end. And what you do is you apply a few drops of your favorite essential oil to the beads themselves, because they're raw wood, and they absorb the essential oil, and then they kind of let that fragrance spread all throughout the room that you have that door hanger hanging on. So I thought that was really cool. It's very, very decorative and very, I think, very cool for the holiday. And people, it's going to be maybe a conversation with you. People are going to be like, oh, what's that hanging on your door? And then you can be like, oh, this is my essential oil diffuser. Isn't this really cool? So it's a way to have that fragrance and have that fragrant home that people long for without all of the toxic synthetic chemicals that are in things like candles and plug-ins and air fresheners and things of that nature.
Sounds delicious. It sounds really non-toxic.
I'm excited about it.
Sounds like something I want to buy for people I love. I love the fact that you're offering this as a gift option. It's a great way to introduce people to Zero Talks Box. And very, very good marketing, my dear.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, really, it's you know, I want to serve as many people as I can, and I want to get toxin free products into as many hands as possible. And so with the gift option, not only could we use it and gift an entire box to someone, you know, maybe like your best friend or your mom or your sister or cousin, but you could take, you could buy another box and then you could split the products up because there's going to be 7 to 9 products per box. So it's a lot of products and at a very good price point. And so you could, you know, there's going to be at least 2 body products, so at least 2 personal care products, 2 products for the home, 1 cleaning product, and then a couple other little things. So you could easily turn that into 3 or 4 different gifts for people if you really, you know, if you really wanted to. So there's tons of opportunity with the Holiday Zero Tox Box. Or if you want to be greeting people for yourself, I totally understand because it's pretty awesome. But you don't have to. You can split it up and gift it out, or you can gift someone a whole box. And I thought that was really important and really cool to do for the holiday season.
Yeah, I think that's a great, great, great thing. Yeah, I'm excited. I definitely am going to check out the Zero Tox Box. And I'm not just saying that for our listeners.
I would love to have you as a member, doll. Love to have you.
Yep, I got lots of cleaning.
Well, and
lots
speaking
of
which, we'd love to have Carol as a member of our family.
Yes,
I'm thinking about it, Dave. I'm really thinking about it.
Yeah, well, I will have to call you tomorrow, and we'll have a little phone chat. We had the internet guys out here yesterday fixing our Wi-Fi, so we were down most of the day. But yeah, so I am back in business again, actually back at work. So definitely get you that application and talk to you about that. And another great thing, too, is we have so many different kinds of shows on the Freedomizer platform. And I would like to see if we couldn't get you as a guest on a couple of the other shows that kind of go along the same kind of content and audience platform, if nothing else, to give you some airtime and get kind of used to it. So I think
you must be thinking about Cheryl on Friday mornings.
Yeah, Cheryl, and it's something I would play on the Alaska Patriot Network. So definitely.
Well, I appreciate that. That would be great. I would love that.
Yeah, so it's kind of like get to know the family before you work with us.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, we are a great family here. Yeah, I've got one of the other hosts messaging me right now. And, yeah, I think maybe Daniel's show, too. So, yeah, we've got a few shows that we could get you on, and you could talk about your product and get used to it and whatnot. And that's kind of what I do here at Freedomizer. So, yay! Another
awesome
member of the family, we hope.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
so you two will
great talk.
I guess, Dahl, you must have written down her number.
I have it here somewhere in my office, but I do have her on.
Well, you have it on the switchboard if you want to just take it down before she leaves us.
I am so glad we have a rocket scientist that owns this company, you guys, because I wouldn't even thought about that at this point. I am kind of still in a brain fog. I'm working through it. But, yeah, so thank you, Dave, our proof. I appreciate that sincerely, though. So, yeah, I am
writing
your number
down
right now.
Only me and Dahl see the switchboard. It's not like the whole world is looking at it or anything.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Like, oh, boy, I'm probably going to get some phone calls if everyone can see my phone number.
Yeah, your car's warranty is almost expired.
Yeah. Good to know. Good to know. Phone calls.
Oh,
they don't leave you alone either. I don't know how many times you have to tell those people, no, my car warranty has been expired for like 6 months and I'm not renewing it. They just don't.
So the calls we get are about selling my house.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. In this market, I can imagine.
Nobody is taking me up on my offer. I told them if they offer $400,000, I'll take it.
Really? Yeah.
Well, the house right now on Zillow says it's worth $338,000. So, if they want to pay $400,000, I only owe $75,000 left on the house. So, I'll take $300,000 something and move. That's fine.
Yeah, you can downsize to a smaller place and pay a heck of a lot less.
Yes.
Yeah, and pay it off in cash.
All right, so anything else? We've had you for an hour, and I don't want to overstay my welcome here.
You're fine. Did you guys have any other questions before I jump off?
You'll be on other shows, that'll just be more cannon fire for other shows, I guess.
Okay, sounds good.
Exactly.
We did make a Rumble video that everybody can watch, too, if they want to. If they want to see what we did, it's on the Zero Talks Box new business page on Facebook.
Yes, on Facebook. Yes. Yes,
I
that is up there.
Loading that up right now.
That is up there. Well, it was an absolute honor being on here tonight. I'm excited to work with you guys further and to get to know you more. I really, really appreciate, you having me on here as a guest. And I think I just like to leave with just saying that living toxic-free is a journey. And it's not something that is an overnight change. It's not something that you should expect to be perfect at in a day or in a week or in a year or in 10 years. If you have to have the mindset that it's something that you're going to have to grow with, and it's going to evolve over time, and you don't really know what it's going to look like in the beginning, and that's okay. But it's just sticking with it and really knowing that when you use that Tide detergent and you do swap it out for something better, that you're making a huge impact and you're lessening your body burden tenfold. The smallest swaps make the biggest difference. So it may not feel like you're doing much by changing one or two or three products here and there, but as long as you continue with that path, you are actually making a huge difference.
Thank you.
Excellent.
So, Donald, I was telling Carol that it would be good to have some of these CEOs of these companies join her as a guest, and then she can have actual 30-minute interviews with, say, an organic non-toxin deodorant commercial, deodorant maker, or something like that, as a potential.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I think that would be really fun.
And then who knows? They offer her free product, or maybe she gets to do commercials for them. Maybe she'll make $100 a month on selling someone a commercial for their product. Because once it's in the box, it's probably not going to be in the same box for at least a few months.
Yeah, that's definitely a good thing to note there. I try to make sure that I don't want to repeat things, in every box. You're definitely not going to get the same thing every time. But usually I try to do at least two body products because, unfortunately, things that go on our body absorb into our body very quickly. And so it's very important that that's one of the biggest swaps that we make first. So I usually try to do two body products, two things for the home, and then some sort of cleaning product, or just something that's really difficult to find, like toxin-free toilet tabs to clean your toilet with, or, that door diffuser, things that people really aren't thinking about swapping out that, really should be swapped out. So that's about how I, when I talk about sourcing and figuring out what products are going in the box, I kind of go by that. So you are able to detox your entire home over time. It's not just you're detoxing all your personal care products because that's all that comes in the box. It's a multitude of different things. And, like I said, they're hand-picked by me. I go through every ingredient list. I am very, very, very thorough with my research on the company, and I talk to them personally. And if I have questions, I go straight to the source. So you don't ever have to worry about anything that comes in the box being harmful in any way, shape, or form, because it wouldn't be in there if it was.
See, and you get your show started. You can talk to these people about their products. Usually they're much smaller companies than Unilever and things like that. So
yep.
I'm sure when you talk to some of these people, you might even get some of the people that are CEOs even, and not just I'm the product manager or something. You're probably talking to the big boss themselves in some cases.
Yeah, and that's really cool too, to make relationships like that with smaller brands, because, you know, obviously it's always going to be collaboration over competition, and I want to feature them in the box, and I want to give them extra business and, you know, be able to get clean products into people's homes. So it's a win-win.
Yeah, so I can help you develop that. Dahl will be here, but we got to get you on board for the show first. So you two will talk tomorrow. I'm going to talk with everybody after we take our time out here. And, Carol, go ahead and have a good night, and you and Dahl talk tomorrow, and I'll be back to share some other various news tidbits here in just a few minutes.
Sounds good.
Thanks,
Carol.
All
right, you
too. Carol from ZeroToxBox.com. So we're going to take a break, and we'll come right back.
You realize there's something really wrong with our world. Things are not adding up. Well, you came to the right place. Tune in to the Right View radio show on Freedomizer Radio every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time with your host, Jumana, where we connect the dots, uncover the truth, and expose those who are trying to usher in the new world order.
Why is the world in the state that it is in? Do you need certainty about things in your life? Your health, your love, your marriage, maybe your diet or politics? Join us here at 5:30 Mountain Time on FreedomizerRadio.com as we give you all the answers. And we will expound upon subjects that we know everything about. And you will learn how to laugh, love, and live.
What is wrong with you? Have you been reading Hallmark cards or hanging around at Bed Bath & Beyond?
What? It's an ad. Okay? Ads don't have to be truthful, all right?
Why do you think you have all the answers?
Well, I don't, okay? I just say that I do. That way people think that you're smarter than you really are.
And that's going to make people want to listen to you more? What if they find out you're a dum-dum?
Good dum-dum.
Join us here Monday evenings at 5:30 Mountain Standard Time as we search for answers together on Mental Acumen Radio with Donald and Christy Rose on FreedomizerRadio.com.
The following message is sponsored by Truth. Are you or someone you know suffering from sheepalism? Sheepalism is a debilitating disorder which affects a person's entire worldview and is characterized by ignorance, denial, abandonment of basic morals and values. An unwillingness to think critically about things read or heard by mainstream media is a strong sign that you have been affected. Fortunately, sheepalism is treatable in many cases. Treatment may include, but is not limited to, training to help the patient understand that truth is being intentionally withheld. Help in understanding that assumptions and speculations do not qualify as evidence for truth. Living with sheepalism is frustrating. Thankfully, there's hope for those suffering this debilitating condition. If you or someone you know is dealing with sheepalism, please contact your local Truth Movement for treatment. They're standing by to help you now, and remember, you're not alone. Side effects of treatment may or may not include shortness of breath, migraines, anaphylactic shock, and a worsening heart attack. See your support specialist for details.
Have you looked at the price of Bitcoin lately? Cryptocurrencies are the hottest financial investment right now. Well, what if you can get free Bitcoin fractions by having an app on your phone or PC? Introducing Lolli, a website that rewards you with free Bitcoin pieces with your online purchases. You purchase from one of thousands of companies like Chewy, Old Navy, Groupon, and others. You get a percent of your purchase back in Bitcoin. Use my link on freedomizerradio.live or find me on Facebook for your special link to get started. Lolli, earn free Bitcoin while you shop. Now, back to Proof Negative on Freedomizer Radio.
Stuff to go over still. I wanted to let's do this because I just want to take a few seconds here. And Dahl has not heard the latest Broccoli Man, so I want to let that just finish up here, and then Broccoli Man will have run its course, and then I got a bunch of other news I want to get into here, so no shortage of stuff to go over, but Dahl is one of our biggest Broccoli Man fans, and she hasn't seen the latest episode, so I promised I'd make that happen. So, Dahl, you want me to press play, or you want to do it?
Okay, I got it. All right, folks, here go. We're doing Brandon, right?
Yes, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go, Brandon.
Hello, Mr. Broccoli. Are you here to help us to fight against the 99% so we can have the great reset?
Never in my life would I even think about doing that.
Oak, thank you for coming. Bye now.
That's not why I am here.
Listen to me. I am not interested. You are the 99%. We only work for the 1%.
You put me in Facebook jail for posting a peanut butter bar recipe. You said it was against community standards. What is this mess about?
You did not see the message. We told you it is against community standards. It goes against community standards.
You never said what standards it violates. Was there nudity? Was there hate speech? Did this dessert incite racial tension or incite violence?
Now you look here, Broccoli's talk. You obviously went against community standards. You should know that before you post something.
I posted a picture of my dog. You flagged it for nudity.
Well, was your dog wearing a sweater? If not, then yes, it can be nudity.
You don't care about nudity. Everyone gets 15 to 20 messages a day from bot accounts that are naked ladies holding their front holes with their hands and showing their nipples. They try to get us to join their WhatsApp channel all day long. We report these profiles for nudity and spy book says there is no violation. But you are censoring people that show a picture of a dessert they made.
George Soros pays us to make sure people feel uncomfortable to post anything on their social media. George Soros does not pay us to stop people from showing their X-rated websites.
But if I show everyone my junk, I would go to spy book jail.
Correct. Showing nudity is illegal. If you are not a liberal, you cannot show your holes or hole punchers. Do you want to be a liberal? If so, we can give you liberal privilege.
Just recently, a kid in Texas shot up a school. He was released out of jail the next day. Now he has a GoFundMe and thousands of people have donated money to him. You allow this GoFundMe? However, if I want to make one for a conservative animal shelter needing help with puppy rescues, that gets taken down. You liberals have no morals.
How dare you be upset at me because I am a person of color? You are just mad because we silence people we do not like. We have an agenda. We need to promote radical left-wing agenda. If you do not promote our agenda, you are promoting misinformation.
Spybook is supposed to be a platform where people can talk about their interests. It is not about the government shoving groupthink to everyone and promoting a one-world government.
We also like telling everyone every 30 seconds they need to get vaccinated. Even if they are already vaccinated, they need to keep hearing it so they can demand to get their new vaccine every week. We need to make sure companies like WiseNet could keep paying us billions of dollars to promote vaccines. By the way, have you had your latest booster? I can pull some strings for you to get the next booster before it gets released to the 99%.
I am going to go home and post this on my social media and my blog.
If you do that, we will fact check your name. We will put people in Spybook jail if they type in Broccoli Man.
Let's go, Brandon.
What did you just say?
I said let's go, Brandon. Just like I want to say. Joe Biden.
Yes, we all are rooting for Brandon. If you say Donald Trump, that is acceptable free speech. But if you say Joe Biden or Michael Robinson Obama, that is hate speech. Michael Robinson Obama is a very nice lady. We have liberal privilege. Broccoli's talk. You are making my middle fingers hurt so much from flipping you off too much.
Please, keep protesting to protect free speech. You all need to check out the Proof Negative radio show. He is on freedomizerradio.live and discusses all the top news that the Factor and other globalists are trying to ban you from listening to. Proof Negative is on weeknights 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern Time. That is 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific Time. Listen to his show live on freedomizerradio.live and help protect freedom and fight global government.
If you listen to Proof Negative, we will give them all fact-check strikes. We need to make sure everyone receives a quantum dot tattoo on their wrist that is controlled by big government. If you do not get the tattoo or act out after you get the tattoo, then you will lose your bank account. If you share too much free speech or even think about free speech, we can put you in a re-education camp. But is it totally not a concentration camp? That is false.
That's why we do listen to Proof Negative. So we can rise up and fight the globalist government from making the world a prison system.
All right, so that was the latest in the Broccoli Man family. So hope it was okay.
I'm sorry, I was on mute. I was talking away.
Maybe you fell asleep.
No, let's go, Brandon. I liked it when he said had Joe Biden in the whistle.
Well, I wanted to make sure that it could get played.
Yeah, I find it kind of not humorous, but watching this Joe Biden thing play out, F Joe Biden thing play out. Recently, there was a Washington State trooper that quit his job and had at the end of his sign out on the radio to dispatch his last, transmit. He told Joe Biden, or he said that Jay Inslee can kiss his ass. And
yeah.
I find that, they use so much more inflammatory language on in the lamestream media, and yet they're beeping out the ass words, which, you and I, we don't use heavy language here, and sometimes a guest will slip and drop a bomb, but I find it very ironic that this lamestream media and stuff is doing the beep for the ass part, and when they'll say so many things, or they'll show that gal that does the WAP song, you know, gyrating with another woman on stage, but they'll beep out the A word, the ass word. I mean, I just had to say it again. I'm being bad.
Oh, I don't care about that one way or the other.
I know. But still, I find it kind of ironic that, you know, even Don Lemon, you know, will drop pretty heavy language on his lamestream media show. But yet they're all bleeping out this trooper like he said something really terrible. I don't know. That'd be a lot of kissing because, in my personal opinion, Washington State Governor Jay Inslee's all ass. So there's a lot of kissing there.
So I saw that the head coach of the Washington State football team got canceled today, too, for that same reason.
I know. I've been watching that come up. And, you know, of course, the left just is feasting off this and seeing how selfish he is and whatnot. This is a coach. This is a young man, and he's relatively a young adult, I would say, compared to me. But you know, he's making $3.8 million a year doing the job, his dream job. He loved his teammates. He had a great record, a great repertoire with the school and the sporting institution and everything else. And for somebody to I have a ton of admiration for this person. I never knew his name until last week, and I just am so sorry he's out of a job he absolutely loves. I'm sorry that his players and his community doesn't have him to lead them in that capacity anymore. But as a patriot and a Christian and as, you know, a sovereign human being, I just, you know, I can't give that guy enough kudos and the big old slow clap. He rocks. I'm sorry for him, and it sucks, but more people need to just stand up for what they really believe in.
Well, he could go to another state and coach there after the season.
Yeah. You know, who knows who will pick him up, and I'm sure that there's no lack of opportunities for this fine patriot. But just, you know, don't forget, you guys, that there's only 500 and some odd of these illegitimate people trying to dictate our every breath, our movement, how many children we're going to have, when and when we can do things and whatnot. And if we don't stop this now, proof, we've talked about this, it's a broken record, but this is it. This is it. We do not say no more than this. This is it. We've lost our opportunity to stand up for ourselves and turn this around.
A congressman in Pennsylvania introduced a bill that has some co-sponsors that a man will be required to get a vasectomy at the age of 40. And there's going to be a three-child policy, so you won't be allowed to have more than three kids anymore.
Yeah, and you know, that is not only a terrifying concept that you take someplace like China, who has had a staunch rule on how many children you can have, and
well,
it nips them right in the butt.
Well, now China allows three. China opened it up, so they're allowing three now.
Yeah, because there's this big, huge disparity in gender, and there's just not enough gals to go around because they were aborting their girl babies because they preferred to have boy babies. But what's really concerning, proof, is just recently there was a study released, and it was in the context that men today are 40% less fertile. Their sperm counts are 40% less than they were 50 years ago. And there's no doubt in my mind it has a lot to do with environmental factors, GMOs, and the other nefarious things that this one world order has their clenches in.
Well, I'll say a lot of it, and I guess this is where I come in here, where a lot of it is the child support system and the divorce rates are so high that nobody wants to have kids because someone like my ex left because she decided after being married for 8 years or so that that she wanted to only date black men. So it's not my fault.
Yep.
So who wants to have kids when somebody can leave it at any given time for any reason?
I agree. I agree. That is the social and emotional part of it. But the science part of it is just equally as frightening when you've got the 40% decline in fertility in men over the last 50 years. And then you've got that factor. And then on top of that, they are going to be, this congressman or legislator is saying, hey, now we want all these guys at age 40 being given vasectomies or some other kind of intervention. And that's detrimental to the human race as a whole. I know a lot of men that don't start their families until later in life. And it
you
would be...
You know what also is crazy to me, though, is that in this society, like if Trump was president, maybe I would reconsider some things because it looks like we'd be stable enough. Who wants to have any kids now? There's like no interest in, even if I was trying, why would I want to bring a kid in when I just shared something on my spy book a little while ago that the population of the United States is 327 million people that are legal. By 2025, they're predicting that the United States will have 100 million people, and that's with all the illegals that are flooding the United States. So they're
expecting...
You mean
a billion people?
No. No, they're expecting a decline of America's population by 227 million people.
Yeah. Well,
if you factor in all the people that are expected to pass with these gene therapies and or who are going to be brought to the FEMA camps. So they're expecting mass death.
They are, and they're orchestrating it now as, you know, as we're speaking, and it's coming at us from all angles.
So the ships out there in the middle of the oceans, they could be brought in, but they're telling us that we have to learn how to have less. And they're trying to blame the fact that the world isn't vaccinated. So if ships are anchored at 300 yards out of the port of Long Beach, California, it's not because the people on the ships aren't getting their vaccines or they're protesting it, or that people in Long Beach aren't vaccinated. They're just being told to hang out there.
Well, yeah, and these merchant marine men from these other countries and women, since the beginning of the pandemic, some of them have yet to stand on terra firma once, folks. A lot of, when they come to the United States on those cargo ships, they cannot touch land. So some of those people have remained on that ship throughout the pandemic, and the United States is not the only country that has this going right now.
Yeah.
It's something else. So, yeah, there's a lot to it, but it's mostly you know, government bureaucracy and Pete Buttigieg and Joe Biden and stuff. This is an orchestrated thing. We wouldn't have this problem, folks, according to Illegitimate Joe, if we didn't have such a robust economy and we weren't out buying everything.
Yeah, so they're telling us to leave stuff on the shelves for empty shelf Joe. I guess I have to keep adding stuff to my my hashtag. I remember doing that earlier in the year, and now I have to think about what I let's see. What was that? China, New World Order, compromised, empty shelf Joe, or whatever it was that I used to say back then. I forget what it was.
Oh, yeah. China broke Joe. I can't remember. It's been a while.
But I always remember Michael Robinson Obama, and I always try to put Michael Robinson Obama in my broccoli bands if I can.
And I'm sure she's a very nice lady.
Yeah. My favorites of the broccoli man series are the millennials, just so you know. I really like the millennials.
I like the aha laugh on that one.
Oh, the Nelson from The Simpsons?
Yeah, yeah. That one's funny. I like that one. I heard that on
I like
a
the
podcast.
Fact that they go to SHIT.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
So,
yeah, but, you know,
back to... Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no. I was just leaping off from the broccoli man. So let's move on.
So I wanted to mention the fact that most people don't know that Bill Gates and George Soros bought a company together. They're phasing out the PCR test, and by next month or December 1st, they will own the company that checks to see if you have the vaccine or not. So they'll be able to test if you've had the vaccine and or if you are sick of COVID. Or we're all sick of COVID, but sick from COVID.
Oh, so it's a double test. So you have,
yeah, so they'll be able to check your blood before you go on an airplane. It'll be like checking to see if you have diabetes. So you'll have to check your blood before you travel. And they'll be able to tell quickly if you have the antibodies of the gene therapy in your body and or if you're sick from COVID.
That is so wrong. That is so wrong. That's just another way of trying to detect whether or not you're, I guess it'd be the only way you could say for sure whether somebody's PCR or whatever, QR code or whatever, or their passport was legitimate. That would be the only way to verify whether or not that wellness passport, as they call it, is legitimate. And see,
well,
the health information.
Well, this goes a little bit further, Dahl, and I'll explain where this is going. So they're going to have to pivot off of COVID at some point because it will have run its course. So you're not going to get people to take their 12th vaccination by next August. People are just going to go stand in line every month and get their update. At some point, people will know that if I've had 12 boosters and people are dying from getting this and I'm still getting the same disease, It's just not going to make sense after you've done it so many times. So they're going to transition this, and they're still going to have the vaccinations, don't get me wrong. But once they get this on the QR code system and they get everybody's wrist tattooed with the mark, then they're going to pivot over to climate change. And so they're going to announce this as a carbon credit pass. And part of being in the new social credit system is being up to date on your vaccinations. So,
and that's another way of saying social credit score, and that will bleed over into when you can buy fuel or when you can plug in your car.
Yes.
Or what you may and may not buy at the grocery store. Because keep this in mind, if businesses and hospitals and government agencies have no problem with making you eat outside or take care of official business outside because you are unvaccinated, they will have no problem with this next step that we're talking about.
Well, the thing is, too, is that if you can get everybody on the social credit score and then Nuremberg 2 comes in where they find that, all right, we need to stop the COVID vaccines, and maybe they arrest some people, who knows, but guess what? They still have the mark of the beast. So it's just the vehicle. They're not going to take the mark of the beast away because of COVID's not a thing anymore. The end result here is they just needed a vehicle to get a mark of the beast on everybody.
Yep.
So even if they stop the vaccines in another year and a half, well, guess what? It doesn't matter because you still have to have your mark to buy and sell. So that's the whole thing. So that's the end result. It's not – COVID is just the strike two. The strike three is the mark of the beast.
Yep. Well, you know, we're talking about Gates and Soros buying up that PCR company, and I believe the company was based out of the UK. They have also recently – probably George Soros is involved in this next thing, but Bill Gates and Gavi are currently in West Africa with MasterCard, ironically, giving this wellness passport a test drive. And you know, they are using this wellness passport out in the middle of nowhere. I mean, literally West Africa, remote villages and stuff where there's no eyes, there's no ears, you know, and they are working on these people. Now, two things have happened there recently is that they announced recently that they came up with a new genetic, close to the jab. The clot shot, which I'm very sure is the same shot, to immunize children, and they're giving it to infants and babies and everything against malaria, and they're giving this unknown gene therapy to these people that really don't have any idea. And I'm not saying that they're ignorant or anything; they don't have access to current information, updated information. They live in very rural areas, and rural is like not even a word for where these villages are. And with they get this 30%, excuse me, a 30% effective rate. If that, and they say that they will not know how effective these are until these people reach adulthood and how many shots that they'll end up needing. Now, in this very same area in West Africa recently, there has been some chatter that they're also working with the Marburg virus, which another word for the Marburg virus is Ebola. And the Gates and the Gavi Foundation have upped their orders exponentially in a PCR test for the Marburg virus. It's really, really, really it's concerning. No, Ebola is one of those things where you hear it and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, and that's what I said, oh my gosh. But something that the Marburg virus and COVID have in common is that they have very symptoms that bleed over into everyday concerns. So with the scamdemic, you've got, you know, supposed sore throat or nasal and so on and so on. It could be, I mean, I know people that have just seasonal allergies. I'm like, no, I don't think you're dying. I think, you know, every spring you're like this, you know. You pick these ailments with so many other things. Marburg and Ebola is as scary as they are, and they are very dangerous diseases, but they present with multi-symptoms. A vague ache, you know, and this and that and that and this. So I think that these have been very carefully chosen scamdemic potentials. And I'm not saying the Marburg is coming, but there is some evidence that's ramping up. The Gates and Gavi are working on this. And, well, Gates is pretty predictable. Doctor, he's not even a doctor, but I call him Dr. Ghoul anyways. But, you know, knowing what they've done, I wouldn't put it past them. And what's a little more frightening to me, though, is that when people get the clot shot and they get sick from it because they didn't get the placebo, they got the real deal. When they got this, it causes clotting problems and stuff. Well, that is your primary symptoms with the Marburg stuff and the Ebola. So I'm afraid that we would see if this does play out and Gavi and Gates are really ramping up something like this, that it's something that they would be able to sell the panic based on the symptoms that people are having from the clot shot. No, you do not have the Marburg virus. You have symptoms from your genetically modified body reacting to this clot shot. You know, but people would think because they have, they're hemorrhaging inside, they're clotting, they're bleeding disorders, heart disorders, and stuff, and I'm not trying to cause undue hype or panic or anything, but this is something that I have ran across several times the last few weeks going down the rabbit hole, and I'm trying to put something a little more cohesive. There's just, you find some of this information, and a lot of it was not even in English. A lot of the information I found was in French, and that is the language that they use most often in, you know, some of these West African communities and stuff. So it has taken just a little bit, you know, more research to find this stuff. But there has been a resurgence recently with Ebola, and I just can't help but feel like they're going to do something else stupid. And that people just need to be aware and be informed and, you know, and whatnot. So I just went off topic. Yay me.
Oh, that's fine.
But, yeah, so these PCR tests and stuff, I don't trust them. I don't trust what they're made out of. Who knows that there's not something that they put in there? I mean, these are some really nefarious people we're dealing with.
But I had a guest over earlier today, And he was asking, well, what's in it for Bill Gates if he just decides that he wants to help get rid of 95% of the population? Wouldn't that hurt his bottom line? And I said, he has enough money to last him 350 years. He doesn't care about money. He owns more farmland than anyone else in the United States, so it's not about him wanting more property. It's that he wants the control. He wants the power. And what he doesn't want is people like you taking his stuff. That he, even though you own it, he feels like you're eating his food, you're breathing his air, and you're on his property even though you own it. And he's just a conqueror. He's basically the same thing as a pirate. He's just fighting you in a different way. He's fighting you without a gun.
Be a prudent thing, you know, for folks to not only keep your eyes on that little weasel Gates, but also watch his offspring, his children, and who they're marrying and who they, you know, because they are the generation, they're the next generation of his legacy. And he'll make sure, so I think it's important that we watch that foundation carefully, that and Gavi, and then of course Uncle George Soros. You know, he's so bad. I can't believe he is. I can't believe either of them are free men.
No, they shouldn't be.
No, they
and,
should not.
Yeah,
be.
We're not even talking about Dr. Frotti today.
No. No, my goodness sakes, there's a special place in hell for that one, too. You know, ask anybody out there that suffered with, you know, AIDS. Thank you, Dr. Frotti, for nothing.
Well, remember, he said he spent a lot of time in those gay bathhouses.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That right there was, I was so young, but what a huge eye-opener to me that something just wasn't right.
See, I don't remember Dr. Frotti back then, though.
Oh, I don't either. I'd never heard of him until this. But I was, you know, you and I were close to the same age. I mean, gosh,
yeah.
You know, high school, grade school when this came out. It took away so many potentials for a first kiss for me. I was terrified. My grandmother, she said, don't kiss, you'll get AIDS. Don't drink off the water fountain, you'll get AIDS. Don't go to the swimming pool, you'll get AIDS. Everything was don't do something or you'll get AIDS. And
yeah.
And I didn't want to die a horrible death. And of course, you know, I was so young and there wasn't a lot of information on stuff like that. It was just, you know, what people told us. But yeah, it's just unforgivable. I mean, huge amounts of people have lost their lives. They've lost so many things to that. And it's, yeah. And here he is again.
All right, sorry. My wife just sent me over a question, and I meant to give you this link.
Oh,
So Spybook, they had to spend some more time in court recently. And so their artificial intelligence, their AI, they had to answer for their Spybook's moderations, if you will. So a couple weeks ago when some cookies or some no-bake peanut butter desserts got fact-checked, and yes, and pictures of a flower are getting censored, but mass shootings are okay. And so they're talking about the over-enforcement. So they're trying to answer why it is that hate speech is okay, but not a peanut butter keto bar.
Yeah, I recall back in the day, reading a interview. Somebody had interviewed somebody that worked for Facebook many years ago, and it was before they were using AI moderation tools. And anything that was questionable, and the gal said she didn't last long at the job simply because some of the stuff she saw was so incredibly horrific, you know. But the point of the article was how can AI take the context or nuance of a image and break it down into what is okay and what's not okay? What is the, can it factor in an emotional trigger? I mean, is this people looking at this keto bar going, keto never worked for me, you know, this is offensive, or something like that? I mean, you know, AI has it's limited, and it's a dangerous tool to use, and they're using it more and more in our society. They're implementing this stuff into thought crimes. Like, you haven't even committed a crime, but according to the computer, you have a high potential to commit this crime. So it gets down to the thought police, right? You know, we know that because I know a lot of people that have been, you know, jailed by the Facebook police. But, yeah, I think that AI is lacking in many. It's just not there yet, and I don't ever want it to be there. There should be nothing in AI that should be a tool of a constitutionally anything that's law stuff. So we're saying these AI know about laws everywhere and stuff, and what is permissible in one place and not in the other.
And well, that's why though that I got that 30-day ban for telling a Yo Mama joke.
Oh my gosh!
Joke.
Yep.
Or a bunch of people got in trouble for saying things like "I hate Chinese food," and it stopped at "I hate Chinese."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Like you could have said, "I hate the Chinese checkers game because it's so confusing." And you get in trouble for saying "I hate Chinese" in that specific order.
Yeah, the homesteading canning groups I was in, all of a sudden we couldn't hoe a row anymore, you know, or hoe those weeds under. You know, there was so many things, and it's just ridiculous. You couldn't say bitch. You couldn't, referring to a female dog, you know, and sometimes some of these farming homesteading groups, that type of language is used just as, you know, a buck and a doe or anything else. So, yeah, it's way overreaching. So overreaching. But it only seems to be connected to certain, I want to say, not demographics, but political stuff, because it seems like certain accounts are given complete, you know, leeway to anything they want to say without consequence or censorship. I mean, how many times have one of us been censored for saying, I don't want to take a vaccine, or use the word vaccine in your post, and there's
right.
a big disclaimer on there. But it's
all
okay
you
for have, people.
And I did this as a test. All I did was do COVID news. That's all I wrote. And I put a background on it. All I wrote was COVID news, 9 letters. And it got the little disclaimer on the bottom that click here to learn the truth about COVID.
Yeah, but, you know, somebody could post that, hey, we got so many COVID shots that we can hang all of our leftover magnets that don't fit on our refrigerator on our children now. And there would be no COVID disclaimer or anything on there, or warning, trigger warning, or anything. Or, oh, you're not vaccinated? I hope you die a slow, miserable death and they don't let you in the hospital and blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, why is that hate speech okay?
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, it's basically it's a war. It's a one-sided war.
Yep.
Because you can have 28 people yelling and cursing at you because you didn't get the gene therapy, and you could say something like, why don't you all just shut up? Then you get in trouble for community standards by telling someone to shut up.
Yeah, but they can call you a hapless slut or something, and it's okay, and I hope you die, and it's okay, you know, but yeah. Yeah, it's just the double standards, and they can't even, they don't even try to hide it at all.
But the funny thing is that when you have a liberal that says something, I've gotten to the point now where they report everything on everybody. So when they say something that I think Spybook can get them on, I just report them. And sometimes you put them in Facebook jail for stuff they say to you. I don't think it's fair that they could say whatever they want to you and then they report you for saying shut up, but they can call you all kinds of names. So you have to be on it and report them before they report you.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, hurry, who can reach the teacher first on the playground?
Yes, who's gonna talk to mommy first and tell on the other person?
Oh, yeah, what a bunch of babies.
Well, that's what we've become, a system of babies that are dependent on whatever the smell-o-vision tells them.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's bleeding over into our children. And this entire generation is a bunch, and I love my kid, and I love all my kids, and regardless of their age. But, I mean, some of this, you know, I would have a birthday party and people would, do you have gift bags for everybody? I'm like, no, nobody's getting any gifts. In fact, don't bring my kid a gift. Bring some canned food or something for the food bank. But these parents that want everybody to get the same medal for not doing the same work. You know, everybody gets a ribbon. Or we're going to have second grade graduation. And that kind of stuff is baloney too, you know. Nobody has to work for anything, but they all want validate. They want to be validated and given accolades for nothing. And it's gotten to this point where a lot of people can just go do what they want in the job market if they were so inclined, because they're sheeple and they got the clot shot, and it just opened a bunch of doors up to them.
And I will say this again, because people don't understand this anymore. And even the people that are against gene therapies are even repeating this rhetoric where they're saying that people just don't want to work anymore. It's not that they don't want to work. They don't want to work where they have to wear a scam all day and take a gene therapy. These doctors and pilots and policemen are not quitting because they don't feel like working and they'll make more money not doing a thing. They would prefer to keep their jobs. They're just not willing to risk their life over a gene therapy.
Yeah, and this just, you know, the biggest form of human experimentation on a, it's a global scale. This is, and people are consenting to it, and they're proud about it.
I have not heard anything, Dahl, about Nuremberg 2.0 happening yet. I thought that something was going to happen with Robert Kennedy and others. I heard there was a lawsuit that was supposed to start, but what, just because Bill Gates and George Soros fund it, that it doesn't go against Nuremberg?
Exactly.
It just depends
and
on Nuremberg just depends on who's funding the worldwide tyranny that decides if it's legal or not. Because if you or I merged together and tried to force the world into a shot where one out of every six die, then we would be executed. But it's okay if Bill Gates and George Soros pay for it.
Exactly. And this isn't, you know, Gates is not, he doesn't have a pristine record. I mean, India doesn't even want anything to do with him. You know, he left a bunch of children terribly crippled in India, messing around with the gene therapy there for polio. I thought we already eradicated polio worldwide, and all of a sudden Gates has created a bunch of polio, you know, stuff. So for example, let's just real quick, for example, the influenza of 1918 was horrible, and it was a worldwide influenza. And the only reason we do not have that strain of influenza in the world anymore is because it burnt itself out. It's called herd immunity. And even I have, and you have, memory cells that were passed down from our parents and their grandparents that can say our body knows about that. Our body knows how to fight that. The only reason we have seasonal flu on this planet, seasonal influenza, is because of the damn vaccines. The vaccines came out in 1945. I'd bet you a hole in a donut that was brought with some scientists from Germany. I'll just say that because they were pretty bad dudes, you know. But what's happened is that essentially influenza would be completely eradicated on this planet if everybody quit taking the seasonal flu shot. They keep that pathogen alive by doing that instead of just allowing it to burn out. Just like the influenza of the strain from 1918. It's no longer on this planet. Well, I'm sure some laboratory has it somewhere. But it was some really bad stuff. And people need to keep that in context. I think that that's close enough in history. People maybe won't be able to relate, and they might not know too many people still alive that could talk about that time. But that's exactly what happened. That is the only reason we don't have that strain of influenza anymore on the planet, because it burned itself out. And I know Chip Roy and Rand Paul, yeah, have talked about natural immunity. And that is the best route. So I guess it won't be long before you'll be hearing about parents having, hey, everybody, let's have a COVID party. When I was a kid, somebody got chicken pox. My grandmother was like, oh, damn, I thought this time would never come. She's on her way for a sleepover. And was like, oh, they've all got chicken pox. I know. Let's get it over with. All at once. So, you know, and it's interesting that if if Gates really cared about the planet, he would create a PCR test that showed you whether you have previously had COVID and don't need a vaccine, even though we're not in this show not going to advocate that clot shot. But why isn't there anybody doing a rapid test right now that's readily available so that people can say, hey, according to this test, I've already had it, and be able to use that for an exemption? Why have they not done that? Oh, because it doesn't make pharmaceutical monies and the bad people a bunch of money. That's why. It's the only reason.
Well, let me share. I promised you this article, and I thought I had it, but I couldn't find it before. So the World Economic Forum is what Klaus Schwab runs. So he unveiled last week the COVID passport that I was telling you about, that Bill Gates and George Soros are the partners in. So that'll have the QR code that you scan in, and they just think you'll have to have your blood checked in order to travel.
Yeah. World Economic Forum. If you could just give us your blood so we can reduce your existence to a QR code, that'd be great. I like that. There's some little tweet or something somebody put up.
But you know what's funny, though, on this is that people know about the World Economic Forum, and they've had to tell people that they're not trying to take over the world and control population. But they're also demanding blood so they can reduce your travel and put you on a social credit score.
Yep.
We don't want to control you. We just want you to do every single thing that we want you to do. Now, we're going to micromanage you and punish you if you don't take the exact amount of steps we tell you. But we're not totally trying to control you.
Yeah, wasn't it Klaus Schwab that said, you will have nothing and you'll be happy for it?
Yes. You'll eat bugs, you'll own nothing, and you'll like it.
Yeah. And that is, once you have entered transhumanism, there's no stopping.
But when you enter transhumanism and you merge with machinery, you won't need things like food anymore.
Nope, that's right.
They can alter you to fuel however they want to morph you into fueling.
Yeah.
So you know what I've always wondered was when we heard of centaurs back in the BC times. And now they can clone things like that now. They can have human pig hybrids.
Gross.
So maybe the Bible just, and I don't know how many times this has been done before, but maybe Satan has tried several times to take over the world, and he always loses.
Yeah, and you know, he doesn't do it because he hates God. He does it because he hates us.
Yeah, well, if why do we get to go to heaven and not him, according to him?
Because he couldn't accept us. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think that, you know, we've been to the gates of hell many a time, and there's been so many atrocious things that have happened on this earth that surely living in that moment and stuff feels like the end of the world. But I believe that it's more than just to me, I always thought it'd be, you know, the earth would open up and then everything would shake or there'd be, you know, whatever. But it's more terrifying to think that it'll be man against man, you know, person against person, and then it'll be person against machine person. But this is so diabolical. And as scary as Hitler was and is, he was a very bad dude, like Corn Pop. But it's one of those things where I think that the new One World Order was already almost very successful during World War II. And Hitler changed the course of that. He decided he wanted to be in charge and did things his way. And unfortunately, people said, oh, hey, no, that's not happening. Well, I think we're at that pinnacle moment right now. And I always thought World War III would be nuclear bombs and you know, all of that. But I believe that right now in this moment, we are really in a World War III. And this is what it looks like.
Well, what if a hypothetical question here, what would stop them if they really want to depopulate? Let's just say they wanted to depopulate and they took one city like New Delhi, India, a ton of population, and they just dropped a neutron bomb. So it would leave all the buildings. It would just mean that 99% of the people living there would die from breathing it in. And then a week later, they can just go in, take all the dead bodies, and then they just reopen.
I think that's very plausible. And it's something that, it's a very plausible scenario. Because we know that war in the past has been such a messy, destructive, you don't want to go and ruin all your assets. You don't want to go conquer and the people that are left would be pretty darn hardy. So they may be useful to these people that conquer like that. But yeah, no, it's a conceivable notion.
Yeah, so if they just got all the important people out of New York City or L.A. and just dropped a bomb and then go back in a week later and clean up the bodies, and maybe they do 2 months' worth of cleaning, and then guess what? They own all that land.
Yep. But I don't know why, you know, they would, because Bill Gates already owns most of it. But I guess, you know, he
owns the
rest of the
planet. Yes, but they're getting
rid of
the people, which is what they want. Satan hates the fact that we're not following him and that we're allowed to own stuff. They want us to own nothing. Klaus Schwab would be considered the everyday Satan right now.
He is. He's still alive, isn't he?
Oh, of course so. Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't think those people ever die.
But I just think that those people are so hated that they'll, in order to sell this, they're going to have to find a friendly face that nobody knows anything about and to elevate them into being a world leader. This is going to be the magical one that stops COVID, allegedly, in my opinion. And they're just really going to push this climate change. And that we have to sacrifice ourselves for the good of the earth. And it's going to be sold in such a way that 99% of earth is going to fall for it. Well, that's what the Agenda 2030 essentially is about. It's about getting Earth's population down to 500 million, and how else would they do that?
Exactly, because Texas is putting a dent in their abortion schemes. But no, seriously, though. Yeah, even though the population of the planet has decreased, and it has nothing to do with the scamdemic.
Yeah.
No, just more for them, more sheeple, more everything.
But it to me, it's just sad that we spent the last 50, 60 years just trying to teach people against bullying and everybody's equal and to treat people with respect. And now all of a sudden, forget all that. Just treat people however you want to. It's okay to bully somebody because they don't think like you or they don't look like you. Now it's cool. And they've let everybody know that this year.
Yeah, I have my kid has been bullied out of school, out of his school that he's going to. Yeah, he's switching schools this next week. He's got, and they will not intercede because the perpetrators are not white. And my son is white. And these kids are getting away with telling my kid to kill himself several times a day.
And so and who recommended that he change schools? The principal?
I did. I said, well,
so what were they saying? Well, you should just listen to him?
They just said, oh, well, we'll try to address it, and now we're a couple months into the school year.
So we're going
and
to address it by not saying anything and just hope that the bully changes his mind.
Yeah, so not happening. It's really disappointing.
And I'm sure the only thing the principal was worried about is, will he wear a scam in school, and is he vaccinated? I'm sure those were the two questions that came up first.
No, that didn't. But I'm excited about his new school because it is a science. It's like a marine biology. It's more hands-on.
Yeah.
Like, because he wants to be a marine biologist. So it's more science-based. There's like 40 kids in the school. My son is he's brilliant. And I'm not just saying that. I don't know where he got it. But the kid's got, he's amazing. His brain is amazing. The high school said he can come back anytime he wants. They're sorry he's leaving, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, I'm not satisfied, so I'll write a letter to the superintendent.
Sorry. If they were sorry, they would have said something.
Yeah. No, they would have done something. We wouldn't be in this, dealing with everything and came all the way up here so that I could get him in school, where he was in a good spot. So, yeah, it's sad. It's sad that there's little shits like that out there.
So, I saw Leslie was in queue. I was just wanting to finish our points here, but... Leslie, go ahead. Welcome in.
Hey, y'all. First of all, I am really sad to hear about that with your son. But as much as I hate to use this phrase, I think it's definitely going to turn out better for him to be in a school that's more suited for him academically. So,
exactly.
I'm excited about that. As for Klaus Schwab, and the reason why I called in is because the Great Reset is available online for free. You can download it. I have it on my computer, and if anyone really wants to, really go down that, they can read his own words. And understand what he has prepared, what he thinks is best for our nation and whether or not they agree with it. And that's what's very important is we have everything is in plain sight. Nothing is being hidden. It is everything is in plain sight.
Let me bring this up, Leslie, that yesterday or today, I don't know which day it was, but the Pope said that big tech needs to do more to stop misinformation. And he demands it and orders it.
Well, I mean, what can you expect from somebody that oversees one of the largest pedophile networks? I mean,
right.
You know, I mean, obviously he's got issues with social media, because if it weren't for social media, then there may not be such wide knowledge of the priests being moved around from place to place so that they may continue to abuse children in their parish. So
one other story I wanted to bring up, speaking about kids being moved place to place. I don't know if you heard from this morning, but kids, single kids, no parents, just kids as young as 7 years old being put on a plane and dropping yesterday at between 1 and 2 in the morning in New York City. So they're taking kids from the border and just flying them to New York City, and who knows where they go at that point. A 7-year-old, but no parents, no nobody. Just you're on your own in New York City, and you're 7.
That makes me sick.
So the U.S. government and the Mexican drug cartels are
child
co-conspirators in child abduction?
You
children
could say
that cannot consent. So that essentially Joe Biden is stealing South America's future. How can any of these countries ever stand on their own if their future workforce is here in the United States?
Right. Well, why is El Salvador's biggest export El Salvadorians?
Yeah, especially when Chicago has a higher murder rate over a weekend than El Salvador has in a month anymore.
Right. But why is it that, and I don't know how to do this, I'm not going to lead a movement, but why is it that people are not in the streets demanding that Empty Shelf Joe get arrested for war crimes? Because that's what this is.
Of course it is. Of course it is. It's war crimes. We're looking at Nuremberg. We're looking at things that are so massive. Nuremberg.
Well, it's more than that. It's considered siege if they're going to force you to do stuff against your will, and they're going to abduct kids and put them in bad situations, and they're shutting down your businesses. When they don't let you go to work, and they demand certain stuff in order for you to do your job, that's called siege.
Yes, very much so. And I don't think things are going to end well. I think they're giving him the actual C-19 because they know that it will get him out of the way. But the problem is that his legacy and the legacy of this administration is so deteriorated that there is absolutely nothing that can be done to sustain it, to bring it back, to survive it. There is no CPR for this, nothing. It is.
But the thing is that if he took his gene therapies on Smell-O-Vision in that fake White House that he did, then they can't say that he died of COVID without the gene therapy. Then what good was the gene therapy if he's had 3 shots and he passes of COVID?
I don't know. It didn't work out too well for Colin Powell.
No. But then, but you know, we've talked about this before in your vision. So you, do you still believe that when Kamala finally comes in, whenever that is, and I don't know at what point, I don't know if they want to try a false flag first to try and rehabilitate Mr. Creepy, or if they just want to go to Kamala. But do you still feel like Kamala will have to do damage control, or do you think that, that she would be even harder?
I think she would have to do damage control because it's like a good cop, bad cop scenario here. You know, I feel like she's going to try to do damage control, try to salvage things for the Democratic candidates that are going to be running in 4 years, try and salvage things for the party. Try and do some damage control, but I don't think it's going to work. I mean, obviously it's not. People are really waking up. Even those that have had the 2 doses of gene therapy and they're starting to wonder why. You know, I was in the ER a week ago, Thursday night. And when I was there, I overheard, you know, a woman explain that, yeah, she had just had her booster. And she was bleeding for the first time in 9 years. She'd gone through menopause 9 years earlier. And was bleeding. And I'm paying attention. I'm listening. I'm totally eavesdropping. You know. And then I heard another person come in with a stroke. You know, I mean, it was just insane. I'm in there for a kidney infection because, you know, I'm stubborn and I just... whatever, and they're in there with very serious issues.
I wish I would have gotten to you sooner, though, or you would have called in sooner, because we're basically at the end of the show.
I know. I know. Well, we'll all talk soon.
Well, we'll get to hear you on Thursday, though, with Fearless, which comes on right before my show on Thursdays. So please listen to her. Dahl will be on Fridays with the Alaska Patriot Network. But I'll be back tomorrow.
Yep.
Please support
Thank
the other
you,
show on the network. It's not just the Proof Negative show here, but until tomorrow, on to the hand.